The restrictions had been around since modern Turkey was created in 1923. Founding father Kemal Atatürk hoped to shape an Islamic country with a strictly secular society. But Erdogan and his ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, argued that the ban was discriminatory and at odds with the country's democratic ideal, which is pretty much what Hudi Inegöl thought too.
Ben önce üniversitedeyken kapalı arkadaşlarım için protestolara katıldım. I actively protested for the right of women who wear headscarves to get into universities, because if I can go to school in my miniskirt, they should be able to come to school in their headscarves.
Inegöl is a secular-minded Turkish language teacher in central Istanbul. While she supported the idea that lifting the ban would mean more freedom for everyone, she says in practice, that's not how things are playing out.
Önceden mini etek giydiğimde, previously, when I wore miniskirts, I felt fine. There wasn't any social pressure or negativity. But today, a lot of people, whether it's with their facial expressions or their gestures, they make me uncomfortable and I can see it very clearly.
Inigo says lifting the headscarf ban has emboldened her more conservative neighbors to feel free to judge her for her clothing. And she says the AKP is doing nothing to discourage that attitude.
Ve onların rahat hissetmeleri, the conservative people feeling more freedom and more comfortable is in exchange for me feeling less comfortable and less free.
As a result, society's become more polarized. And Inigo says it's not just lifting the headscarf ban that's become troubling. She and others can point to lots of examples over the years of ways that the AKP has made a secular lifestyle more uncomfortable.
Ve biz buna da kesinlikle müdahil olduk.
Last fall, for example, the prime minister and other government officials attacked university students' living arrangements, railing against men and women living together as roommates. Erdogan said it was important that Turkey raise a pious and conservative youth. But Berna Aydın doesn't see it the same way. She's still smarting from the old laws and social stigma associated with the headscarf. They kept women like her out of the workforce.
Yani bir şirkette çalışacaktım, başvurmuştum.
I applied for a job in a company and everything was all right. And then they called me for an interview. When they saw me with a headscarf, they decided against hiring me. Actually, in 1999, we moved from Turkey to the US because I was really upset with the system with this headscarf issue.
But she and her husband moved back in 2006 when she saw attitudes in Turkey changing, becoming more open thanks to the AKP.
Our government has eliminated the headscarf issue, so many women started going to universities and working. More women entered the working life because of lifting the headscarf ban.
Aydın says she sees life as better for women these days. But one parliament member recently chastised the government for hypocrisy. Şafak Pave stood up in the chamber and lambasted the AKP for a rule that still stands. If the AKP really cared about everyone's personal freedoms, she said, they'd take a few minutes to change the ridiculous parliamentary rules that forbid me, as a woman, from wearing pants to work. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.